Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we have, for only the second time in the seven-month history of Hope Is Here, a repeat guest. And the reason we're doing this, first one was Michelle Chudy, and she came back and spoke on a second book that she wrote. But this is a kind of a different angle, and the reason we're doing this is we brought Sherry Matherly on back, I believe it was in early January, and she shared her story of just amazing recovery from being shot in the head by her abusive husband, who unfortunately later took his own life after shooting her and in the head close range, and she miraculously recovered, and yet she has trusted God through the whole process and just shared the powerful story about that. And in fact, it was back in January 22nd. It was one of the most listened to podcast that we've had, called Shot and Left to Die, Dealing with Domestic Violence. So I would encourage you, if you missed any of those programs, we actually, I believe, had Sherry on all week because it was just so powerful, talking about her childhood and what led up to this very unhealthy marriage, and then almost tragically losing her life when she finally did decide to leave. And it was just a powerful, powerful week of 14-minute programs. So I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and listen to those. But I brought Sherry back because she's a friend of mine, and we talk often, and just ask how she's doing. And she said, well, you know, Greg, when I listened to those programs, she said, I sobbed like a baby. And she said, Greg, you know, I can't believe this, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say it, but she said, I realized I really never have grieved any through this process of what happened. And this situation happened back in 2003, so it was almost 15 years before that it had happened. But, Sherry, God showed you a lot of things, but one of the big things was about grief.
Yes, he did. And it's amazing how I got there. My daughter and I, she was home Easter this year. We went to see the movie, I Can Only Imagine.
The movie about Mercy Me.
Yeah, Mercy Me.
That great song, I Can Only Imagine.
Yeah, I Can Only Imagine. It's the story about, what's his name, Bart Mayer, is that his name? The lead singer.
Bart Miller.
Yeah, about his life. And the opening scenes of that movie just tore me up, and I was sobbing like a baby, and my daughter kept having me Kleenex, but it wasn't bothering her, and I kept thinking, why is it not bothering her? I couldn't understand why it wasn't bothering her, when I thought it bothered her and not me, but it was tearing me up. And I, after we watched that movie, and then later on, I think we met with you and talked some, and I realized that that story, that movie, that opening scene was my story. That a story of my life that I know is the one that need healing. And then I had a lot of grief and stuff happen in my life. And so that started me on this whole journey of, I went to a therapist. She said, I was depressed, I need to go to grief therapy. And I went to grief therapy. And the grief therapy was just amazing. And I don't know, there's people like me that don't really understand what grief is. To me, I only knew grief like, okay, somebody passed away, you were sad. That's, to me, that was grief. You lost somebody, then you were sad about, you know, you cried and you hurt and stuff. And then you went on, you know, I didn't really understand what grief was, but
so it's more than just the loss of a death of somebody. It can actually be the loss of something.
Exactly.
A job, your childhood, you know.
Exactly.
You know, obviously the death of a marriage.
Yeah.
There's just so many things that we lose, but what you found is that a lot of times we don't take time to grieve them.
Is that correct? Exactly. We don't. And you know, and it's hard when you're in it and you don't understand what it is, and you don't understand you're grieving. You need to grieve. You don't understand even how to grieve, I don't think. And that's what's with me. Because I didn't understand, like you said, that grief is more than it's a loss. And for me, that movie brought out to me that my parents were divorced, and my mother left me, and my father got custody of me when I was a young child. So I had a loss of my mother, and that brought all that back to me. So that was a grief, that I had lost my mother, which I didn't understand that. And I'd never dealt with that. you know.
Well, and that's why I wanted to have you on, Sherry. I think a lot of people can relate to what you just said. They had a loss as a child. It could be a parent, whether it's a divorce, and, you know, a lot of times it's the dad that, you know, is gone instead of the right. mother. But, wow, for you as a woman to lose your mother, how old were you when this happened?
I was probably three or four when they got a divorce.
Wow.
So she left, and my father raised me. And so I did have a mother. And I didn't realize that I grieve over not having a mother. But now, understanding grief, I understand that I did have grief over not having a mother. And my grief counselor, which I haven't done exactly like she told me to, I've discovered. But she had me say that I need to write down every loss I've suffered, to write out what I lost and how that affected me, or how I thought it affected me, or how it might have affected me, which that's part of the healing, is to deal with it. That's the whole thing. You have to deal with it.
Well, and that's why I'm so proud of you. You know, you listen to your programs that were on WJMM, and just the feedback I got was amazing about how you inspire people, how you overcame stuff like you're talking about that we didn't even address in that program, but just being in a very unhealthy marriage, verbally abusive, an alcoholic husband, and trying to raise two kids, and you know, it was just a really challenging season. But you know, sometimes in our culture we stay so busy and it's about being strong and moving on to the next thing that you're just fighting for your life. But one of the things that's been good out of slowing you down over the last few years, it's caused you to think about some things and process some things in not just your physical recovery, but also in your emotional recovery.
Exactly. The grief counselor recommended a book for me. It's called My Grandfather's Blessings. And if anybody's going is grieving or think they're grieving, I highly recommend it. It's called My Grandfather's Blessing. It's called Stories of Strength, Refuge, and Belonging by Rachel Naomi Remen. She's a MD, cancer doctor. And in this book, she says that healing involves not only the recovery of the body, but the recovery of the soul.
Mm.
And I just love that sentence right there. Just, you know, you don't, people think, like me, okay, I got hurt, I got shot, and I recovered from all that. But then there's the soul. My soul was hurt, has been hurt for a long time, and I never paid attention to my soul. Didn't really take time to pay attention to my soul. And I said, God got my attention to slow down. Like you say, to slow down. But now, and when seeing that, going to see that movie, He's brought that to my attention now that I need to heal my soul and to grieve. There's a lot of things that I need to grieve, that He's bringing to light that I need to grieve. Like the different losses, like loss of my mother, loss of and my father too. My father, when they divorced, my father and I, then he married my stepmother when I was eight, and there's five kids. So actually, I kind of lost my father too. See, it was me and him until he remarried, and then it wasn't me and him anymore.
Mm.
So I kind of lost him too, and so I didn't really know how to process all that stuff. You know, and nobody ever talked to me about any of that. You know,
that's just the way it was. You just had to suck it up and go on. Is that right?
There wasn't anything about, nobody ever talked about that kind of stuff before. And I didn't know anything about it. You know, and I've always been a stuffer. I just dealt with things. If it happened, it happened. I just went on. I stuffed it.
Well, I know that's really common. And, you know, I hope if you've been listening here to Sherry Matherly share her story that, you know, you got to take care of your soul. It's great to go to the gym, and that's something I need to do better, and really wanting to improve my physical condition. But there's a God-sized shape hole in all of us that only He can fill. And the great part is you don't have to depend on anybody else to take care of your soul. That is up to us. And Sherry, you have done such a phenomenal job over the last several years since the shooting and all, but I think even just gone to a whole nother level in the last 6 months, because I know a lot of people out there don't even know there's a thing such as a grief counselor, but it's been helpful to you, hasn't it?
It was amazing, and she helped me so much, and I just shout out to her. I went to that and I didn't know, was it you that recommended hospice? And I thought hospice just for if you lost a loved one or whatever, But you caught the you had some other gentleman on that.
Bob Bird, she lost his son, unfortunately, tragically, in his early 30s to alcohol addiction. And so he went through the hospice counseling. It's called
Bluegrass Care Navigators.
Bluegrass Care Navigators now. So, but that's how you found out about this.
And they were awesome. And when I called, you recommended it to me. And so I called. At first I wanted to. I thought, I don't need to. But I did. I called. And I told the...
So is that called pride? Is that what it is? Or
Yeah.
I'm the king of that, so that's why it takes one to know one. So,
yes,
so
yes.
You first said, yes, Greg, I'm going to do that. But then you didn't, but you did.
And I'm kind of a rebel. but I did. I called. And I told the gentleman, I said, you know, I don't know if I have the right, if I even need this or not. But I said, I think I need grief counseling. He said, well, I'm not sure this is what I need. He said, well, kind of tell me your story. So I kind of told him a little bit about, you know, I'm a survivor of domestic violence. He said, just a minute, and I'll give you a counselor. I thought, oh my gosh. So he gave me this lady, and he said, she'll call you in a couple of days to make an appointment. She called me the next day and made me an appointment. And I went to her, and we just hit it off so, and she was so helpful. And she helped me to realize that grief was more than just
going to a funeral and burying somebody, right?
Grief is emotional. I mean, it's a big emotional, big time. It's a loss of any kind. And that's what he told me when I first called, too. It's a loss of any kind. And I didn't realize that. And when I got hurt, before I got hurt, shot, I worked at Toyota. And I loved my job. I loved working at Toyota. I loved my job. I had lots of friends there.
How long did you work there?
13 years.
Wow.
No, let's see. I started in, when they opened in 89. It's 2003 when I got hurt. Having one of these
14 years.
14 years, and the same job, same position, and I loved my job. I had lots of friends and everything. I loved my job. Then after I got shot, I couldn't go back to work, and I didn't realize that was a grief that I was that loss of my job that was a grief I was carrying, that I had never dealt with that I couldn't go back to work. I said, okay, I can't go back to work, and that, you know.
Well, I mean, you're spending over 50 hours a week, you know, between work and driving to work
There.
I mean, that's almost a third of your waking hour, or I say waking hour, all your hours, not your waking hours. It's more than a third. Yeah. It's probably at least half, the two-thirds of your waking hours. But that is a huge loss, not just because, one, it's what you did. Number two, all the relationships.
Exactly. I lost all my friends I had there. So I had a lot of friends at Toyota. When I got shot, my son said, between Bourbon County D's friends from school and Toyota, you couldn't get in the emergency room that night. They had to shut it down because there's so many people. It's mostly Toyota. And I loved Toyota. I loved it. And so I lost them. That was a grief. Then, can't work anymore. That's what it is. I can't work anymore.
So you had the double loss in both your job, you know, a big part of your life, which is your identity, because you're spending so much time. You know, people always ask, you know, what do you do?
Yeah.
Tell them I work at Toyota.
And then the two greatest things that she helped me, the grief counselor helped me see, was that I had the two greatest losses that really did me in. And before I share those, she had told me, shared a story with me, that there's to think of grief as like you take a hurt and put it in a mason jar, and you screw the top on and put it on a shelf.
Mm.
That, to me, is like, I'm a stuffer. So I stuff my hurts in this mason jar and put it on the shelf.
All right. I hate stopping Sherry right here, but this is a good stopping point. But she is on to some really good stuff about grief, and she's going to share two of the big things she learned from meeting with this grief counselor. So I want to encourage you to tune in tomorrow and join us. Make sure you tell a friend. Remember, you can catch, if you missed this, I only caught half of it, you want to hear all this, you can go to our website, hopeishere.today, and you can catch all of this 14-minute program with Sherry, and join us again tomorrow as we'll continue to talk about grief and how you can get your soul healthy on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.